Burns, in fact, is a peasant poet. He comes from the lower classes. And he keeps alive that vein of what one would think of as indigenous Scottishness through the language and through the balladry. Scott was aware that ballads were dying. Burns took a quite different line. He said, well, we can make them live. We can write ballads. We can to some extent keep that national identity alive with the songs of Scotland. Now, Burns is, of course, famously, he's a very immoral man. He is, I think, the only writer in British literature that one can think of who's commemorated by a party. That's a Burns night, when people bring in the haggis and they drink too much whiskey, Ascabar, which is the Celtic for the water of life. Burns, as I say, is writing these ballads, which he's taking from his own people, from his Ain folk, but which is something that he's transmuting into poetry, which will live beyond Scottish borders. Now, there's another party which Burns is associated with, a very wonderful party. It's still celebrated all over the world, all over the English-speaking world, I think, which is Hogmanay, New Year's Eve. What happens on New Year's Eve? Even, I think, in the furthest recesses of India, Africa, America, people sing, what do they sing? They sing Auld Lang Syne. Now, that in fact is one of Burns's great ballads, and it sums up a lot of what Burns was doing. Now, I'd like to, as it were, I'd like to sing it, but I'm not capable of singing. You know how it goes. Should all the quaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind. Now, in my experience, people very often don't understand, because in fact they're not familiar with the dialect. They don't understand what those lines mean and what subsequent lines in the poem mean. What it means, of course, is should those whom we once knew, should we forget those? It's a new year, we're starting life again. Should we forget the people we once knew and never bring them to mind simply because it's the 1st of January? And then the poem goes on. I won't sing it, but the poem goes on. Should all the acquaintance be forgot and days are Auld Lang Syne? Days are Auld Lang Syne means the days which are long since, which have long gone. And then there comes the refrain. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for the past, my dear, my friends. Just as in the American South, males call each other honey, so in Scotland, in working-class Scotland, males call each other dear. It doesn't have a homosexual connotation. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We'll drink, not to get drunk. In fact, many of Burns's poems do celebrate drunkenness. We'll drink as a kind of toast to the days which have gone past. Now, it's a wonderful, I mean, obviously, you can take it right the way back to green nights, vegetation myths, mutability and decay, the old year giving way to the new, to various kinds of pagan relics in contemporary culture, which is what the ballad does. The ballad, of course, is and we'll see this again when we come to Wordsworth and Coleridge, the ballad is the poetry of the folk, of the people. It does not have a single, even though Scott hoped that if you follow the ballad right the way back, there would be minstrels. I think he was probably wrong in that. If you follow the ballad right the way back, what you find is a community. And Burns's poetry, which is very beautiful poetry, though in fact it seems to me, I mean, most of us listen to it as melody because we don't always understand the words till we have annotation. But if you follow it back, what in fact there are certain kind of eternal verities which are being asserted by Burns's work in the very simplest of forms. I'll just read a couple more stanzas because they're very beautiful. Generally speaking, one doesn't sing more than the first verse and the last verse at Hogmanay New Year. We twa have run about the breeze, we too have run about the hills, and put the gowans fine and dressed well, but we've wandered many a weary foot since Auld Lang Syne, but we've come a long way since time has passed. We twa have paddled in the burn, we too have paddled in the stream, frae morning sun till dine, from the morning sun till dinner time. But seas between us braid here o'er sin Auld Lang Syne. The Scottish, like the Jewish people, have been subjected to the hugest diasporas. Scott goes on about this quite a lot in some of his poetry. The fact that, my own history is rather like that, that they were displaced, the clearances moved the Highlanders out, they travelled across to America. The Scots, in fact, there are always more Scots outside Scotland than there are inside Scotland. It's very moving, literally moving. And here's a hand, my trusty fear, and gie's a hand of thine, and we'll tack a right good willywacht for auld lang syne. All right, enough of this sadness. Hands together, let's drink and let's sing and let's have a good time. It is a new year after all. This is a party. Let's go for it. And then finally, it's a magnificent last stanza. And surely you'll be your pint stope, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tack a cup of kindness. Yeah, we've had about four cups of kindness already, so we're on our way. For auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tack a cup of kindness yet, for auld lang syne. Very fine way to end the year and to end a lecture.